A number of questions revolve around taking knowledge from unknown individuals, the majhul. Somebody, their aqidah is unknown, their methodology is unknown, naam, their credentials are unknown. You come across a video or a clip, is it permissible to take knowledge from such a person? And again, alhamdulillah, in the Quran, this is being addressed, in the Sunnah, this is being addressed. The Sahaba, alhamdulillah, addressed this. The scholars of Islam have addressed this matter. In the Quran, alhamdulillah, where does Allah Azza wa Jalla direct us if we are unaware about certain matters of the religion and we need to ask a question? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge, the people of remembrance, if you do not know. Naam, and Shanqiti rahimahullah has a beautiful discussion about the context of this verse. Naam, it can be used to refer to the scholars of this ummah. Ask the scholars of this ummah. Ask the people of knowledge of this ummah as well. Barakallahu feekum. Return to it if you choose. For our discussion here, fas'alu, Allah said, ask, which is a command. Fi'l amr. Who does Allah command us to ask? Fas'alu ahl al-dhikri. People of a dhikr, people of remembrance, people who are known for their knowledge. Their credibility is known. اشتهروا بهذا الشيء. They are known because of their knowledge of the Sharia, the knowledge of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah did not say, ask those who you come across, listen to those who you come across, and you do not know who they are. This verse is a refutation against that. Barakallahu feekum. This verse clarifies the error of this approach, that you just listen to anyone that you come across. Because Allah said, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ. Allah specified a group of people. Ask the people of knowledge if you do not know. Likewise, بَارَكَ فِيكُمْ, we have the hadith, and some of the scholars declare it to be حَسَنْ لِغَيْرِهِ, sound due to supporting narration. Some of them say it's ضعيف, it is weak. The meaning is correct. يَحْمِلُ هَذَا الْعِلْمِ كُلِّ خَلَفٍ عُدُولُهُ. This knowledge will be carried by the trustworthy ones of every generation. Meaning al-adl. So you know them. You know their reliability, their integrity. You know their aqidah. You know their methodology. Naam, you know their knowledge. And we find in Sahih Muslim, in Muqaddimah, in the introduction, Bab al-Nahi ani al-Riwayah ani al-Du'afa wal-Ihtiyat fi tahammuliha. Being cautious of narrating from someone that's weak. So more so someone that's unknown. And we find the narration from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that noble companion, warning against what? Taking knowledge from someone that's unknown. Naam. Warning against taking knowledge from someone that's unknown, because you don't know the reality of this individual. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَيَتَمَثَّلُ فِي سُورَةِ الرَّجُلِ. The devil takes the image of a man. فَيَأْتِي الْقَوْمِ, he comes to a people. فَيُحَدِّثُمْ بِالْحَدِيثِ مِنَ الْكَذِبِ. And he narrates them a hadith that is a fabrication, it is a lie. فيتفرقون, the people they leave, those who listen to him. فيقول الرجل منهم, and one of the listeners will say, سمعت رجلا, I heard a man narrating a hadith, أعرف وجهه, I know his face, ولا أدري ما اسمه, but I don't know his name. يحدث, and he was narrating a hadith. Look at the danger of that. The consequence, you're narrating from the shaytan, والعياذ بالله. And especially brothers and sisters in this day and age, you have individuals, subhanAllah, they sit with books behind them and they tell our children and our brothers and sisters to go and join this group, ISIS or Al-Qaeda or other extreme groups, and they're sitting in America. Naam, and they don't go anywhere and they're misguiding the ummah. That is why, brothers and sisters, some of the salaf, they said, خُذِ الْعِلْمْ عَنِ الْمَشْهُورِينَ. Take knowledge from those who are known. Yes, you know that they're from Ahl al-Dhikr. As it relates to fatawa of al-Nawazil, fatawa connected to newly events, then no doubt, alhamdulillah, the senior scholars and those who the senior scholars advise us to return to in these affairs, barakallahu feekum. As for benefiting from lessons, alhamdulillah, again, benefiting from those that the scholars they recommend, or those, alhamdulillah, ishtaharu, it is known that there are individuals that are teaching Tawheed and the Sunnah, walillah alhamd. Barakallahu feekum. And that is why we have the famous narration of Muhammad ibn Sirin, "Inna hadha al-'ilm deen, fanduru 'amman ta'khuduna deenakum." Indeed, this knowledge is your religion. Look where you take your religion from. And that should be written in gold. Look where you take your religion from. Naam, even common sense. As it relates to your health, you're not going to just pull up on the corner and there's a corner store and you go in the corner store and start asking people about your ailment or your sickness, your medical condition. You're not going to do that. No aqil, no sensible person would do that. And your religion is more precious than that. Your religion is more precious than that. Barakallahu feekum. So therefore, more so, we should be very selective where we are going to take religious knowledge from and who we are going to ask. Barakallahu feekum. And alhamdulillah, there are many scholars of At-Tawheed and As-Sunnah still alive. And alhamdulillah, we have the books of the scholars, the fatwa of the scholars of At-Tawheed and As-Sunnah. And likewise, their students are around the world. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has made knowledge accessible. Wa jazakum Allah khairan.